This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 on Evening Edition with Kelvin and Hezreel. Our first story this hour is about social change and going viral. This comes from an opinion piece on the Malay Mail written by Erna Mayuni. In it, she cites the recent news surrounding Viviona Musibin, a Sabahan student who documented her need to climb up a tree to get internet reception so she could take an online test. So ever since her video went viral, things have been changing. MCMC, or the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission, said they would build telco towers near her village to improve internet connectivity there. Viviona also received a scholarship from her university, University of Sabah, Malaysia.
Yep, and back to the article, Erna's point is that it shouldn't have taken a video like this to improve Sabah's infrastructure. The authorities should have taken action much sooner and been much more accessible and proactive in improving the lives of Sabahans. But this issue goes beyond Viviona's experience.
Yeah, I guess just looking at that point, right, there are other there might be some perks that come with making things go viral. So even if, say, the messaging is controversial, take that recent Doraemon gaffe by the Women and Family Development Ministry. While they had to apologize for encouraging women to speak to their spouses like Doraemon, the post sort of rallied people to speak out against sexism.
But again, if the question is about being proactive as opposed to reactive, I think the question there is, why didn't the ministry in this instance see this as an issue in the first place?
Yeah, and I think that extends to a lot of things, right? Is this, overall, it does seem like a question, does the means to it matter, or does the result at the end of the day matter more? Or, you know, what should the principle be? What principle should apply here in this instance, right? So, you know, we read a lot of stories of, sometimes it might seem a bit like misery porn where, this person has gone through such hardship and they've managed to somehow overcome their challenges to get that goal, right? If it's say, they collect the bottle caps to save up to go to school, or, well, this kid walks 20 kilometers in freezing cold just to get to school. So let's give him, let's figure out a way to fix the road system there. Let's then figure out a way to get public transport in that particular town or something, right? Mm. So then why did it need these sorts of stories, these sorts of highlights for things to go viral before something or action has gets taken in the first place?
Right, but I think there is something to be said of viraling things as a call to justice, right? We can take WWF ads, for instance, when you see lions portrayed as circus clowns, or if we want to look at other examples, how, you know, some UN ads portray children and mothers in very difficult situations to call attention to issues of inequality and a lack of access to education. And I think that viraling, if you look back at the last few centuries, making things controversial, viraling them and bringing them to the attention of people has been the way that certain things change, how ideas are provoked and how conversations are encouraged. So I think it's part and parcel, but I think it also comes back to the intention. What was the initial intention of that? I think the Doraemon gaffe, while it had its perks in terms of rallying people to speak out against sexism, could there have been other better ways, right? Did it require a ridiculous Doraemon ad to bring this conversation to the table?
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes I think with viral movements, there are gains and losses to perhaps the way it spreads, the way that a certain message or a certain issue spreads, right? You have the problem of it being simplified. A lot of problems that we face in the world are very complex. So then when it goes viral, we tend to, what tends to stick are very simple solutions or the simplification of certain problems, right? So let's say if we look at So let's say if we look at certain examples overseas, right, like the protests going on in Hong Kong and then the protests going on at some point with the Arab Spring, for example. When that happened, the issue was like, okay, we are protesting against a government or certain acts that are unacceptable to a certain group of us. So that sticks on. But then, you know, in the country itself, say, the problems could have been much wider spread, right? The problems could have been a lot more complex, for example.
On the other hand, though, what about simple, redundant, trivial things like cat videos when those are viraled? And
oh, that's just cute, though.
Yeah, but you wonder when people tune in more to cat videos than, I guess, more important issues. Does that mean that people are too afraid to confront the difficult things that do matter? Or is it a question of just there's too many negative news that people just want to ignore all of that and don't have the mental bandwidth to deal with all of that, well, ugliness, you know? And I think that the role of the media has to be considered when we talk about these dynamics.
After this, we're speaking to Erna Mayuni, sub-editor and columnist at the Malay Mail, who also wrote this article that we're talking about today. We will get to the conversation right after this. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
It's 5:14 on the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Hezril, and we're talking about social change and going viral, specifically looking at this opinion piece written by Erna Mayuni on the Malay Mail titled "Why Must Something Go Viral to Matter?" We're going to cross over to Erna herself now, sub-editor and columnist at the Malay Mail. Erna, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Hey.
So what are your concerns when issues are highlighted only when they go viral?
Okay, for me, it's a systemic issue. For instance, when it came to the Sabahan student in the tree, right? The thing is, the lack of infrastructure development in Sabah is not a secret. It's been going on for decades. And you have to wonder why it takes, you know, a YouTube video for people to really see how little coverage there is even in the year 2020. Okay, I mean, that's, like, it's one thing for the latest cat video to go viral because, you know, when it pops up 2 days ago. But when it's long-standing issues and, like, why was a telco tower only built by a telecommunications company when they know on the ground where their telco towers are being built? They know coverage, they know the coverage map all over the country. So why does it take a video for them to build one?
So just recently, we've seen a number of issues that have gone viral. For instance, postman salaries, the Lim Kok Wing billboard, and allegedly underfed zoo animals. What do you think determines what gets noticed and what doesn't?
Okay, well, simply, I guess it's a case of what gets to people easier. And the reason why these issues, like, they come up, it just comes up. It's basically what people are more in tune to at a certain time. And I mean, animals, starving zoo animals, like, how can you not get eyeballs for that? I mean, it's as simple as, I mean, some issues are just easier because they have an emotional component. Like, some things just push our buttons. Cats, starving lions, postman crying on the door, you know, on the sidewalk. It's just basically about, if you can add a certain emotional component into that, really be able to, like, you know, get, it's like something I say by my columns. It's like sometimes people complain that I come across as very emotional, but I said it's hard to get people to think. Sometimes it's easier to get them to feel. And once you get them to feel enough, then, you know, you get to really get them involved or more immersed in the topic. Yeah, so sometimes you just have to push a button.
you know, I going back to that point you made earlier about problems being systemic, right? And I'm really just thinking about, okay, you know, specifically in Viviona's case, she got a scholarship, and then with it close to her village, she now has a telco tower, well, soon to have one. And I think the larger point is that you're right, the problem with internet connectivity has been an issue that's been well known within both Sabah and Sarawak. And it seems like, okay, the government is acting now, but then there are other villages, there are other places within East Malaysia that requires that attention as well. So, you know, I'm kind of struggling here, you know, trying to think about how and what matters specifically, right? Because, okay, in Viviona's case, within her region, that's kind of done. That's kind of okay for now. But then what of the other parts of Sabah, for instance? So I guess the question there is really, you know, does the means to the result matter, or just the end result matter overall?
Okay, it's hard to say. It's like that old saying. Sometimes you just really need to start a conversation. I mean, it's easy to, we never like, it's not like the media that's a try. You'll always get these articles every year, every other year about, oh, Telco A has this much coverage in this area, or Telco C has been rated the slowest or the fastest, or the Telco with the largest coverage. But, you know, the thing is, it's all how you angle it. And when you see all these numbers, they don't relate to, how do you say, they don't include the human factor there. I think that's one reason why the video was so effective. You see directly how much the lack of internet penetration and mobile coverage affects the poorest communities. And especially, you know, during this time of the pandemic, where online learning and working from home have become very much crucial, anyone who is left out of the loop are basically, you know, at severely disadvantaged.
So you've touched on how, you know, getting people to feel eventually gets them to think. You know, we see that every day on social media. But what are the pros and cons of trying to raise awareness and gain public traction on that platform?
Okay, the thing is, even though people think it's easy to viral something, it really isn't. Because a lot of it is timing, and a lot of it is also luck. You know, and it's like, it's easier on a slow news day when you don't have as many big pressing stories happening at the same time. And you are competing, you know, because you're competing with so many other stories, and there's also the possibility of backlash. Yeah, so sometimes, like, so it's very tricky about when you want to highlight something, because there isn't just one strategy. There are multiple ways of doing going about it with some particular issues. It just takes one very connected person. Like, if one very popular personality tweets about something, and that, if that person has a reach of maybe 500,000, 1 million, yeah, that's pretty much, those are common numbers for the bigger celebs in Malaysia, then that issue goes further and faster, as opposed to one person who doesn't have as much social media leverage.
And just honing in specifically for those in power, what do you think is the right way to respond?
Okay, when it comes to response, I think we also have to bring in the problem with Malaysians not being very well educated about who to talk to. For instance, when, you know, when the drains are blocked in your neighborhood, you don't hassle your MB. You know, it's not your MB's, you know, it's not your MB's purview. You're actually supposed to contact the council. And if the council doesn't respond, then you go to your state representative. You do not go to your parliament member when your drains are clogged or you have dengue in your, you know, in your taman. Okay, that's one thing. That's very little. I think Malaysians need better education on the chain of chain of command, like who is responsible for what. I mean, that's one thing I realized when I used to do local reporting. That's one thing Malaysians really don't have a lot of awareness about.
Right. And is there a risk of missing out on other important issues when viral content grabs the most attention?
Everything is important. That's the very challenging thing. I mean, like, you can't really say, oh, you know, bumping babies is more important than X or Y. A lot of things matter, and a lot of things matter at the same time. What you're trying to do is, like, what can be addressed right now? What needs to be addressed right now? And also, it's not just about the what or the level of importance. It's about the who. Because, you know, it's like I mentioned before, it's like, who needs to be tackled? You know, who needs to tackle this particular issue? Who needs to respond? And that's also the problem when you try to get the irrelevant authorities for an issue when it should be going to another one. And basically, that's also another thing is the problem here is also, it's also when it comes to, going back to the early question about who should respond, that's why the right people should be responding to the right issues. And the problem is, right now, they aren't. You know, you shouldn't need a YouTube video to get telco ABC to finally open the tower. And the reason why a tower hasn't been there for decades is because they just didn't want to build one.
As then, on that note, how do you think we can move on from knee-jerk reactions towards institutionalizing more long-lasting improvements?
Okay, I mean, viral events, they're good to get attention, it's good to get people to care, but we need to fix the fundamentals. For instance, when it comes to city councils, I mean, I truly believe they should bring back council elections, because right now, the problem with direct appointments is you get no say as to the person's qualifications. You don't know if the person is the right fit for a job. And there is the perception that these people are being hired allegedly, you know, because of connections, because as a political reward, you know, that is what see whether it's true or not. That's another story. But there's also a huge lack of transparency. Like, you don't know, you really don't know if your city councillor is doing any work. You don't know what he's working on. You don't know what they're working on. For instance, it's like it's like I'm in the media and I'm trying to call the Bataling Jaya Council to get to find out how bulk waste disposal works. You know, it was various emails, attempts to call, say, what do I get? We'll contact you later. If a media person can't reach the city council, then can you imagine what it's like for an average person? And so it's basically, it's like, for me, it's very systemic. There is not the structure where people can get their immediate, daily, mundane. I mean, like, I'm using the word mundane, not because it's unimportant. You know, they are absolutely, it's like, if your drains are clogged, that is actually a big deal. Because we're talking about dengue, we talk about diseases, we're talking about, basic cleanliness and hygiene, which are basic human needs, and they need to be addressed as mundane as they may sound.
Erna, thanks again for speaking with us today.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
That was Erna Mayuni, sub-editor and columnist at The Malay Mail. You can find that article on The Malay Mail by just searching for Why Must Something Go Viral to Matter? And on that note, you can also send us your thoughts. Does something have to go viral before it's, you know, becomes something that's important to us? You can call us 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. We now have some music by Marvin Gaye. Can I get a witness? This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.